We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Political analyst Steve Roberts is joining us live. And Steve, recession talk, stealing all the headlines, it seems, out of Washington going into today. How much of this talk is economic and how much of it is political?
Well, that's a good question. It's certainly strong elements of both. From an economic point of view, there are warning signs. There's no doubt the economy's been good so far. 3.7 unemployment, low inflation, even some growth in real wages for some workers over the first couple of years of the Trump administration. Warning signs are there all over the world, though. Slow growth in China and Germany. Great political and economic turmoil in Great Britain, our major trading partner. And at the core of it is this question of uncertainty. In many ways, the biggest problem facing the economy is created by President Trump himself. You know, he has prided himself on being unpredictable. He's prided himself on being a disruptor. But when it comes to economic planning, that's the worst thing you can do. Business people in Buffalo and everywhere else, if they're going to build a new plan, hire new workers, purchase new equipment, they got to be able to know what's going to happen. And a president who says trade wars are easy to win, one of the silliest things he's ever said, is creating this climate of uncertainty. And so most economists, I've read everything I can find on this, there seems to be a consensus about a 1 in 3 chance of the economy heading into a recession. And so there's a lot of economic signs and economic data pointing in that direction. But of course, as you imply, Susan, it's also highly political because the health of the economy is the single most important factor in the reelection of any president.
All right. What happens if the U.S. does move into a recession when it comes to the presidential race?
Well, I think there's no doubt that it would hurt President Trump's reelection. Yes. You know, you look at the not with his core base of supporters. We've talked about this many times, and I've tried as hard as I can to calculate what the true Trump base is. And I believe it's about 37%.
Morning, Sean. Wanted to get this out.
If you look at the Fox News poll just last week, in all the head-to-head matchups between Trump and all the other Democrats, Trump was within 1 or 2 points of 37%, but he got 46% of the vote in the last election. So there's about 9 or 10% of Americans who are not part of the Trump base, but are willing to vote for him. And one of the key reasons they're willing to vote for him is because they benefit economically. They might not like him. They might not trust him. They might think he's temperamentally unsuited to be president. But if they've got a job and their kids have a job and they have extra money in their pockets, they're willing to overlook the personal quality. So if the economy fades, it's going to have an effect on that group of people, Susan, those people who don't like Trump personally, but will vote for him if it's a good economy. And if he starts losing that group of people, particularly better educated women, he could be in trouble.
All right. The next Democratic debate is, well, just a few weeks away. And last we heard, 9 candidates qualified for this next debate, an ABC debate. Do you think that number will change very much between now and then?
I think there might be 1 or 2 more people who could qualify because the folks are going to make a big push. If you're not on that debate stage, you might as well quit the race. I mean, this is because it becomes almost impossible to raise money. It's, you know, that's always the factor, Susan, that starts trimming the field, is when people can't pay their bills. And if you're not on that stage, you can't raise money from your supporters because they're going to give money to people who are still in the lively contenders. So I think there'll be a big push, 1 or 2 more. But by this time, you know, a month from now, the field's going to be a lot smaller.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. Have a good week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.